This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Welcome to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanisan. Techbond is a publicly listed company that manufactures adhesives used by other industries, from paper and packaging and consumer goods to construction and automotive. The stock has been on a tear this year. It's up 120% year to date. But with concerns over revenue falling and fragmented supply chains, today I speak with Lee Se Meng, Deputy Managing Director of Techbond Group Berhad. Se Meng, welcome to The Breakfast Grill.
Hi, thank you, Roshan.
Before we get into the numbers and all the other details here, Se Meng, could you give us, for context, which industries are your biggest customers?
Sure. Our biggest market is actually in the woodworking segment, where they do solid wood furniture and they also do panel furniture. And the second largest market will be paper and packaging segment, where most of the packaging that you can see in the market, like labeling onto glass bottle, or labeling onto PET bottle, where you will see on the water bottle and all that. You also see glue being used in the carton packaging, or the straw packaging, where you actually stick the straw onto the packet drink that we drink, the two dot of glue. So those two are, I think, consume about 90% of our market.
All right, that really gives us a better picture of what we're dealing with here. Now, like most other industries, when we take a look at your revenue for the first half of this year, particularly in Q4, your revenue was down 31% on year. Has business recovered, or are you still feeling the impacts from the pandemic?
The business has recovered. The main reason of the drop in the last quarter, it was actually due to the limitation of our productivity. So during MCO period, we were only allowed to operate 50% of our capacity. So there were orders coming in, but we were not able to fulfill those orders.
All right. So it was a matter of capacity at this point. So have you returned to pre-pandemic levels, or are these levels higher than pre-pandemic?
I think we are getting better. It's actually better than our forecasted target.
All right, so that's very encouraging to hear. But even before the pandemic, if I take a look at your longer-term revenue numbers from 2018, they were on a bit of a downward trend. Pre-pandemic revenue was down 6% on year in financial year 2019, and was down around 13% for financial year 2020, which ended in June or July. Should we expect revenue to continue on a downward trend, or are we going to see revenue growth this year?
In fact, we were planning for an upward trend. We are actually working very hard to grow the company. In year 2018 versus 2019, that drop was mainly caused by the US-China trade war at that time, because we supply quite a lot to China. And when this China trade war happens, our China counterpart actually reduced a lot from their sales, because they were not able to supply to the US market. So it took a bit of time for the reshuffling and also for this thing to be balanced. In fact, this year round, we see the benefit of US-China trade war, because a lot of US companies, they stop buying from China, and those orders, especially in the furniture industry or the woodworking industry, those orders actually come to Malaysia, Vietnam and Indonesia, and that benefited us as a glue supplier. So if you ask me about future, I think the future numbers will be better compared to this 2019 and 2020. That's our target now.
All right. So let's just dive into that for just a little bit here. The pandemic and the US-China trade war, as you brought up, both brought concerns over the supply chain getting fragmented and broken up. Is this overall a net positive or net negative for Techbond?
Well, it will depend. Normally, because this US-China trade war, in fact, initially we thought it's going to be a very negative impact. But then after a while, now we see it to be a positive impact. So if you talk about supply chain, actually, there is not much of disruption in the supply chain, except during the MCO period, where a lot of countries actually locked down and logistics department couldn't work. So that was a very short time where we see a disruption in our supply chain. Other than that, we don't see any impact in the supply chain.
So are supply chains back up and running at a full capacity now?
Yeah. Well, in fact, it didn't impact us much, because prior to MCO, we have already stocked up most of our raw material. So during MCO, there was no impact as well.
But on an operational level, because you do a majority of your business is export based, have you faced any hurdles or any issues or any frictions when it comes to doing business as per usual?
Not really. No impact on that.
All right. So let's just take a look at the numbers again then. Although revenue was down, TechBond still managed to grow a profit by about 36% on year for financial year 2020 on the back of cost cutting and lower material costs. Now, that's a significant jump there, especially when you take into account the revenue fall. What kind of cost cutting was this? So what did you manage to cut?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not only cost cutting. We actually managed through our innovation as well. Because a lot of material, we managed to get some new customer with a better margin one. And of course, in terms of a cost cutting, we managed to cost down as well, especially during, I think prior to MCO. What we have in advantage is actually cash. Our company is in net cash position. So during that time, we use cash term to buy a lot of raw mat in a very, very low price. And we actually stock up. That's why during MCO, there was not much of impact to us. So this is not a short-term thingy. It's actually a long-term planning. So prior to this, you can see that our Forex during that time, it was also a little bit better to us because we are dealing mainly export. So I believe that time we also had this unrealized gain from the Forex. That's why you can see the profit is much higher compared to the earlier one in terms of a margin.
All right. You cited earlier, you've got a few more customers with better margins there. Were these local customers or foreign customers? Because I think most of your customers are foreign, right?
Yes, most of our customers are foreign. But in terms of local customer, we also gain a new customer, which require very high requirements in terms of their specification. So we also gotten some new certification for those customers, and that's why those margin will be better. To supply into certain country or in order for us to comply to the customer requirement, some of it we will need to get a very specific certification from those country where we are able to get it and not many players are able to get those certification in the industry. So with that, we are able to demand a better margin because of that product.
Right, so there's pricing power, especially because of those specifications there.
It's a niche market.
You mentioned your margins there, and when I take a look at your numbers, gross profit margins improved around 30% from 25%, and we mentioned cost cutting was one of those factors there. Lower material costs is one as well. You mentioned that you were able to also a bit of pricing power there. But is this a sustainable strategy? What's the long term strategy when it comes to growing the bottom line and top line?
Well, the long term strategy has to go with innovation. And of course, our people as well. So if you can see in this chemical line that we are able to make a net margin of about 10 to 15%, actually not many manufacturing companies are able to do this. Because we are not purely manufacturing, our main core value is actually coming from innovation. So if we continue to innovate, I believe we are able to sustain those margin, especially, I mean, in the GP as well as our net profit margin.
Do you have any new products in development right now and anything that could be revenue accretive in the next 1 year?
Yes. The two new projects that TechBond is actually having now, one will be our polymer project. We have built a polymer plant in our Vietnam plant, our new Vietnam plant. So it's actually our second plant in Vietnam already. The second project will be what we announced recently, our palm oil adhesive, where we convert palm oil into adhesive for the chipboard, MDF board manufacturers, where we target to help them achieve little to zero formaldehyde content in their board. So this will help them improve their product as well as this will actually give a better solution or value to the end consumer who buys those furniture. Yeah, so this is our two new biggest projects running in the company now.
I've been speaking with Lee Seh Meng, Deputy Managing Director of TechBond Group Berhad. Up next, a look at their customer base, their expansion overseas, and whether they can grow in China. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Karnison. This morning, I'm speaking with Lee Se Meng, Deputy Managing Director of Techbond Group Berhad. Now, Se Meng, when I take a look at your customer base, right, most of them look to be offshore. Exports account around 79% of total revenue. This is based on 2019 financials, with Vietnam being the biggest market at 57% of revenue. How did Vietnam become such an important market for your company?
Well, we started our Vietnam operation in 2004. So we have been in Vietnam for more than 15 years already. Vietnam is one of our largest markets because of the population, first of all, and they are also very business friendly. So if we look at the Vietnam population, where they have close to 100 million people, the market size that Techbond is serving is actually more than 100 million people, because most of the businesses in Vietnam, they are doing export to other countries instead of just serving the local demand. So you can see why we actually go to Vietnam and set up our plant, or I would say our second plant in Vietnam. The main reason is actually we see a very big potential in the Vietnam market. Most of our customers in Vietnam, they are actually serving outside Vietnam market, which is actually a world population. And if they actually send or if they actually sell to China, where the largest population in the world, then we believe that this country will be a very, very big potential for growth.
And when I take a look beyond Vietnam, your other major export destinations include Indonesia and China. Indonesia has been hit hard by the pandemic, but China is already recovering and recovering quite fast at that. With this in mind, would it be better for Techbond to concentrate on China going forward instead of the other markets?
The answer is yes and no. Yes, we will continue to focus in China, but it's not going to be what we used to focus in the past. Because China market, in the past, we focused a lot in the woodworking segment, where now we can see that because of this US-China trade war, that their woodworking segment is actually a downtrend. And most of the orders of wood furnitures has come to Malaysia, Vietnam, and Indonesia. However, in the future, with our new polymer developed, we can actually focus in China. We can sell our polymer to China as well. So that will be one of our major focus in the future.
Only 3.5% of revenue was in China based on 2019 fiscal revenue, which was down from 7% in 2018. And I think based on our conversation, that was due to the US-China trade war. What can we expect revenue from China to be as part of revenue going forward?
Well, this part, I cannot give a forecast in this. But then, if let's say
target
the
polymer, range?
Well, not so much of giving a target as well, because right now we are talking a few things with China. We have a few plans for China as well, which we will not disclose now. But audience can keep track on our announcement. So if there's anything happen in China, then we'll do the announcement.
Are you taking a look at other markets?
Yes, we are looking at other markets. But due to this COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of country, they have already slowed down in terms of risk-taking. We have actually spoken to a few. In fact, our Thailand is actually growing this year. We can see that their order is coming in because we managed to talk to one distributor and we managed to push some of our new products to the distributor as well in Thailand. So Thailand will be growing. We see Myanmar growing as well in our segment. Like I mentioned earlier, most of our countries, we have a few distributor. Indonesia right now, we only have one. Yeah. So if you ask me, yes, we will target overseas market still. That is our main focus, because overseas market is actually easier to do compared to a local market. It's actually less risk to do compared to local market.
All right, let's talk about local market then, because only about 21% of revenue is derived from Malaysia. Is this an intentional move on your part?
Not so much of intentional move. If we compare Malaysia versus overseas market, Malaysia market is relatively small. And that's why the percentage is actually coming down when we are able to grow our overseas sales. So if our overseas sales is not so good, then you'll see the Malaysia percentage is actually coming up. However, in the Malaysia market, we are making a lot of effort to target those high-end customers. Because in Malaysia, we have a very big range of customer. People who do low-end market segment, medium-end or high-end market segment. And most of our target segment is actually in the medium to high-end market segment. For low-end market segment, which they sell very, very cheap, and there is not much of a special requirement, those are new to commodity product, and most of the time, we do not want to target those segments. Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to disclose any of your biggest customers in the country?
Nope.
How about industries? Is that something we can work with?
Industry, yes. Our biggest industry is actually still in the woodworking segment because I think Malaysia is quite successful with the furniture manufacturing. And based on, I mean, one good news to share is that, like I mentioned to you just now, due to the US-China pandemic, trade war, our Malaysian furniture, they have actually a very strong backlog order. I think their order has, I think they have already secured their order all the way to next year. So I think this is a good news to share for our furniture industry player.
And, you know, right now we're seeing essentially the offings of a recession. And when things like that come about, spending is expected to go down as well. Is this a concern for your business?
I think this is going to be a concern for every business. For our business, it's the same. Because we can see if, let's say, the whole economy going downturn and most of the people, they will save money and not willing to spend. So furniture and all that, it will move a bit slower. However, on our customer side, we do not see this as a very big trend. So if I say woodworking segment, I do not see that as an impact because I already mentioned to you that our customer side, they already have backlog order all the way to next year. As for packaging customer, those are recession-proof products. So most of the time, no matter what type of economy, our packaging customer or the food and beverage customer, they will not be impacted heavily. So net-net, I would say in terms of our company sales, I would not see to be a negative impact.
TechBond went public in 2018, raising just under 40 million ringgit and mostly to expand operations in Vietnam, building a second Vietnam-Singapore industrial park. Now, this new facility was expected to be completed by the second quarter of 2020, but was well postponed due to the pandemic. What's the status of the facility now?
Actually, the plant has already completed. And prior to this, we were actually pending from the relevant certification from the government side. But now we have already get all those certification and we have made an announcement that we have received all those relevant certification. So we are now doing the plant acceptance test to approve all the machine. So if we go according to plan, our R&D team was supposed to fly to Vietnam to approve those plants in terms of precision, in terms of those weighing scale, whether is it accurate, because this plant is going to be quite automatic. We have a control room where our employees will have to sit in the control room and basically press button and the production will start running. So all this precision needs to be checked and our R&D team needs to be there. However, due to this pandemic, so we have slowed down the process and therefore caused some delay in this. Right now, we're actually doing a lot of online approval where we take video, we capture video, and we do online approval.
And how much will this delay impact your ability to meet orders?
The main impact is actually going to be on polymer only because we have one plant in Vietnam. So all the local demand is actually supplied by our plant number one in Vietnam, which basically makes no difference even if our second plant is done. But our second plant in Vietnam is the main objective is actually to develop or manufacture polymer. So the main impact is going to be on the savings of polymer, where that is the only delay in terms of profit.
Okay, so basically it's a new facility for a new product that you're essentially making.
Correct.
What is the existing utilization of your first factory in Vietnam?
First factory in Vietnam has already close to 80%.
All right, what are your expectations for the second factory for the to make the polymers? How much utilization do you expect within the next year?
First of all, I think 30% is definite because we are using the polymer. So 30% will be for our own use in terms of capacity. 40% we are expect to make into new material, new water-based adhesive that we can supply to the paper industry where we have not supplied before. So this 40% will be for a new virgin market where we have not supplied before because in the past we were not cost competitive. So I believe we can actually utilize about 70% of capacity in a very short period of time. Because remaining 30%, we can actually sell the polymer off as well, which we are talking to a few potential customers already.
So with that polymer that you're making for yourself, are you going to be able to make your margins bigger because of this?
Yes, this is definitely because we are expecting to save about 20% compared to what we are buying.
All right. So all said and done, it's looking pretty optimistic from your point of view, based on what you've told me here. But, yep. You know, there are lots of tensions right now. There are lots of there's so many unprecedented things happening around the world and in Malaysia. What are your key concerns going forward? Because it can't all be just smooth sailing, right?
Yes, correct. I think the whole industry landscape is actually still remaining very challenging. Especially, we see that these COVID cases continue to rise in many countries. To be honest, if you ask me, I would say that we actually don't know what is coming next. So we don't know what will happen next. However, if you ask me whether this thing is going to, whether we foresee this to be a good or bad, I think we will always take it very optimistically. Because we are well prepared internally and we believe that our team is managing the situation well as well. So it's only the macro environment that is going to impact us where it's going to impact everybody as well. So this is, I think this is the main challenge right now for us. As for other part, I'm not so worried because as I mentioned to you, our biggest two segments, they are getting, one segment is getting a backlog, which for our sales, we are feeling quite secure. As for the other industry, it's actually a recession-proof industry. So we are remaining optimistic in terms of our sales.
All right. Let's just as we wrap up, if I take a look at your PE ratio, TechBond has a PE ratio of around 29 round, which is around the PE ratio for industrials. The stock is up about 120% year to date. How are you planning to basically fulfill these expectations from investors? Are we going to see earnings double over the next year?
I think the market is actually looking at our polymer plant a lot. Based on the few talk to our investor, they are very optimistic in our polymer plant as well as our palm oil project. So on our side, we are actually putting a lot of effort into the palm oil adhesive as we see a very big potential in the palm oil adhesive to change the market usage of glue. Because in the past, a lot of them, they are using a lot of formaldehyde glue. And right now, if we are able to change the trend, this is going to be a game changer to the whole industry. So I think market is actually buying on this thing. And for us, we are developing, we are putting every effort into our polymer plant and also our palm oil adhesive. Because at the end of the day, we are still holding about 75% of the share. So ultimately, we are still working, for shareholders as well as ourselves. So we will have to make sure that we deliver those results to our shareholders.
Let's end with this. You're the son of the current managing director. With that in mind, are you the MD in waiting?
Well, no idea. This cannot be sure because at the end of the day, I think we'll have to put someone who is capable of running this business. So ultimately, we'll leave it to the board to decide. We'll leave it to our MD to decide.
All right. And on that note, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Roshan.
I was speaking to Lee Seh Meng, Deputy Managing Director of TechBond Group Berhad, and you've been listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanasin for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.